Mentally, we was in a little bit of shock, you know, in the first quarter. We dug a big hole for ourselves, and, you know, everything they did, we prepared for, but it was just, I don't know, must have been nerves or something about, you know, a lot of those kids, it's first time playing in that kind of game. We ended up digging a big hole. I can't remember how much we were down, probably 13 or something like that in the first quarter. And that's really kind of what got us in a rut. You know, if we'd done what we talked about doing, what we wanted to do, I feel like we'd had a real good shot. But I was proud of how we battled back and fought the rest of the game. But, you know, mentally we was just a little bit out of sync. And maybe it was the environment. I'm not sure. These kids have kind of responded to that all year. But tonight they didn't do a good job early. But very proud of how they fought back.
They had 7 3-pointers in the first half and just 1 in the second. Is that something you guys are trying to adjust to keep from getting the long ball out there?
We really knew they were good shooters. You know, we watched them on film a lot. We prepared for them, and we knew exactly what they were running. And we, you know, basically we just had mental breakdowns. And the things that we talked about they were going to do, they did. Two, you know, some of those threes were in transition, which we knew we had to prepare for. But, you know, three of them were on sets that we seen them hit many times, and we knew that they could do that. We knew that's what we had to guard. But we just had mental lapses, and, you know, some of those mental lapses were by seniors. Some of those mental lapses were by young kids. But the thing about it is in a big game like that, you've got to be mentally ready to go toe-to-toe. And, you know, Cosby's got a good basketball team, and I hated him this way. But, you know, we didn't play well early.
So you kind of talk about what your three seniors have meant to your program?
Like I told them guys in there, these three seniors have fought against all odds. They're, you know, they're warriors. They've really laid it on the line. You know, they've stood by me when at times others didn't. And I wouldn't trade those three seniors for anything. They all know they can do certain things a little bit better. But like I told them in there, Kobe's the toughest kid I've ever coached. There's no question about that. Chris plays with as much or more heart than anybody I've ever coached. And I've never once in open gym or anything had to fuss at Jesse for playing hard. Plays with so much intensity and energy. There's certain things they all could probably improve at, but you know, it's important that they become fine young men, and that's more important. But they put our program back to where we want it to be, and hopefully these juniors can take key from it and become good seniors, because that's what it takes. And, you know, it'll mean a lot to everybody that got to see it, because we hadn't played. These kids hadn't. Kobe's the only one that's really seen a game like this, and that's when he was a freshman, and, you know, he didn't play a whole lot of minutes. But these kids, they got us back, got us to have a taste. And, you know, it's unfortunate about having Preston the way it was, but the thing about it is these kids are fighters, and I'm proud of them for being that, and hopefully we can build on it in the offseason and in the future.